Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, happy Friday. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I hope that you're having a great day so far. Maybe you're listening to this on Saturday. Maybe you're listening to this on Sunday when you're having your nice, relaxing
Sunday reset.
Sunday reset. And I just saw a TikTok that was like, are we doing like Sunday reset as in we just like rot in bed and like mentally reset? Or are we resetting and cleaning our entire house, cleaning our sheets, you know, doing the laundry? And I fall in the middle every single Sunday.
Yeah, it depends on the week.
I'm like half rotting, half resetting, which rotting to me is resetting. It awakens something in me.
I love a good couch or bed rot.
Mm-hmm.
One of the days on the weekends. I will be issuing a disclaimer. I'm sorry about my voice again because I don't really. So I think I lost my voice a little bit at the T-Swift concert, which we will get into shortly. But then it kind of has progressively gotten worse to where I don't know if it's allergies or a cold, but the voice is a bit gone, and I'm really annoyed because I was sick like 2.5 weeks ago, and I feel like I never get sick in the summer, and I'm back. Mm-hmm. I have like a little cold or something. Anyway.
Heinous.
Yeah, it's heiny. So anyway, happy Friday. Chelsea and I went to the Eras tour a few days ago.
It was unreal.
And we promised a little recap on the pod, so I feel like we should start with that.
Let's get into it.
So we went to the Eras tour in LA with Free People, which, you know, okay, in the moment, it was like everything was so fun. It was the best night. But I think the day after is when I was really like marinating in what had happened. And I was like, wait, I was writing down thoughts. I'm like, this goes so much actually deeper than just like, you know, we went to the concert. It was fun.
Seeing concert. And that was just like one of the most iconic shows of our generation, of our lifetime.
Totally.
That will just never happen again. I'm saying like her on the Eras tour.
Yeah.
Doing all of her songs. I feel like it just has this lasting impact on you where you cry and it changes who you are. So crazy.
No, it was so crazy.
It sounds silly, but it's true.
It's true. And this, there's a few reasons for this. We'll get into like, you know, our favorite parts of the actual show too. But I think I kind of wrote this in my caption on Instagram, but I was thinking about like the significance of Free People to me and to us, honestly, personally, and Taylor Swift, and how nostalgic both of those things are to me combined was like ultimate nostalgia, because we would have died for Free People when we were in high school.
Oh my gosh.
And we would like save up money and buy a Free People dress for our senior photos or things like that.
Like for our engagement photos or something.
Yes. And which those were very close.
Close. Okay, that's why I said that.
Yeah.
Year apart.
But I was going back and like looking at old DMs I had sent for people being like, hi, I'm JC. Like, I'm a photographer. I'd love to, or, you know, like I've tagged you guys in photos and whatever. And then I was looking through my emails and I had emails from my like girls who I was taking their senior photos and they'd be like, I'm thinking about wearing this Free People dress. And like, I would reply and be like, yes, anything Free People is going to photograph so good because they had such flowy, fun pieces. So, and Tyson commented on my video. He was like, the way we hustled so hard for Free People. And it's true. So it just felt like such a full circle moment to be like, oh my gosh, like my younger self would be screaming at the idea of going to this concert with that brand.
Yeah.
And the whole team was so cool, so nice. It was such a fun night. We had such incredible seats. And then top it off with the fact that, yeah, Taylor's music, especially those earlier eras, are incredibly nostalgic for both of us. Because we listened to her all the time in high school. Which I did want to say something because some people were commenting, like, I thought you weren't a Swiftie. Like, people were commenting on your video being like, is JC going to be converted now? I knew literally every single song and every word to every song. And I think there were like two songs that I didn't know super well that were played at that concert. And what I was realizing is that I definitely am a Swiftie, but what I have said in the past, you will never catch me saying I don't like Taylor Swift or like I don't like her music. I've literally never said that in my life. But what I have said is that like I don't know a lot about her personal life, or I haven't kept up. You know, some people know every detail about all the shows that have happened on the Eras Tour, and I didn't know those details. And so here's the thing. I'm scared of y'all. I'm scared of the Swifties because I'm scared to say I'm a Swiftie, and then they, you know, they find out I don't know what secret song was played on July 24th.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay, I guess I'm not good enough. So, but that being said, I literally knew every song and it was so fun to just sing along. Hence why I lost my voice. Yeah.
I know. It was a dream. So good. I'm so grateful you took me because I was going to say, I worked at Anthropologie, which if you don't know, is like owned by the same company as Free People. And I literally worked there so I could get a discount at like Free People and Anthro. So it's like a weird moment when you're there and you're having these amazing seats with this company and they dress you. And well, I mean, I went by proxy by you. They didn't invite me personally, but Free People, if you're listening next time, go ahead. You can just go straight to me. Just go straight to my DMs. They're wide open for you.
Straight to the source.
But it is crazy. And I feel like that ruined any future concerts I will ever go to that I wasn't treated exactly like they treated us.
Yes.
If I ever don't have food available, they were feeding us and I was like,
so nice.
It was such a juxtaposition to when me and Abby went to BTS. I kept thinking that it was a huge concert, like same massive concert. And we had to Uber and like park a million miles away out of the concert.
Forever.
It was like an hour after the concert. We had to go check our bags and these things. And we were starving. We were trying to stand in line to like get all this stuff. And, you know, which is also part of the fun. But yeah, it was amazing. And I feel like when I was watching some of the videos back of like the concert the next day.
Yeah.
And I was watching the opening. I was like getting chills again. And I feel like when she came out, everyone, you can just like feel everyone's anticipation for it. And then like she reveals herself. She's singing and you hear her voice for the first time and you're just in the same room with her. I'm the same. I feel like I'm like a mid-tier Swiftie where it's like I actually do know a lot about her pop culture moments. I feel like when Reputation came out, that was like when I really got into just like the Kanye and the Kim Kardashian of it all, the Snake, the Katy Perry, Olive Branch, like all of that stuff. I don't know every conspiracy and secret code of hers, whatever. But I remember when Reputation came out and I was like, I remember seeing the Delicate music video. And that was, I think, what really changed me into like a Taylor Swift fan is seeing that video. You know, the one where she's wearing the blue dress and she's like dancing around. And it's basically like my reputation's never been worse. Like,
yeah.
She's just like, oh, what if I was invisible? I could just do whatever I want. She's just like dancing weird. And when someone is just themselves like that, and even when I was watching her perform, I was getting choked up just thinking about how much like fun she was having and how much she loves it. And she doesn't, I think what makes her cool is like she doesn't try to be cool. Like she doesn't try to be cool about like, yeah, this is just what I do. Like you can tell she like lives for it and she loves every moment, even though she's been doing it forever. And I just love when someone is excited and loves what they do and you can tell that they have that like, you know, passion for it. And they're not trying to play it down or they're not trying to be like, yeah, yeah, you know, this is just what I do. I'm super cool. Like they don't talk about it. You know, sometimes I even feel that way about athletes. Like when I watched that quarterback documentary, that's how I felt about Patrick Mahomes. He just was so excited and like he never tried to play something cool. He's like, did you see that? I just did that. Like, I'm like, I love
He's just excited. Yes.
That you're just like having
celebrating
fun.
Every moment.
Yeah. And she was just performing and you could just tell she was just having the time of her life and like wanted to make the show the best for everybody. And I literally don't understand, can't comprehend how she does it physically. But
no, I felt the same way. I feel like concerts are literally like spiritual experiences. Yes. I'm not kidding.
No,
I've seen things like that where people are like, they're like, I thought that I was feeling a specific like spiritual feeling when I was in church hearing live music. And then I went to a concert and I realized that I felt the exact same way. Like there's something about hearing music.
Yeah.
That's like.
And being with that many people and you're all having the same experience together. Like thousands of people singing the same song together is healing. And then the energy, even just, you know, walking into the place. I was kind of tired before the concert and I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of long. Like, I'm excited, but I'm like already pre-exhausted, like thinking about it. But then as soon as we walked into the place and just everybody's energy, I was like, I'm ready to go.
I know. It really is. And I think specifically, honestly, after seeing Barbie and going to the Taylor Swift concert, I love being a woman. And it was, it's so like, just so many like girls and women of all ages together, like dressed up and like dancing to music and like singing along to the songs. It was just so it was so fun.
I really felt after that the rage that Swifties feel like defending Taylor, though. Like after I left, I was like, if I ever see a negative comment about Taylor, ever, if anyone even dares say a negative thing about Taylor in front of me, I will come to her defense now. Like,
oh, for
that's
sure.
What I felt about her. I understand the spell she casts.
Yes. Something that I was thinking was like, the range that she has was so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking just how many different, honestly, genres of music that she sings and kind of like the vibes of her songs are all so different. And, you know, she would be singing her like folklore stuff and then she'd be singing her Reputation stuff.
Yeah.
It just all was so different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's just so passionate about every part of it and it just like works and fits. I felt the same way where I was like, It actually inspired me, which this is like my favorite feeling in the world is when someone inspires you to like be yourself instead of like being like them or something. And I felt like that feeling when I left, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel inspired to like do the things that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I feel inspired. I've been talking a lot about this year about like getting a little bit more back into photography and like doing the things that light me up that I feel like I'm good at and that I love so much, because I feel like over the years I've like not gone away from it, but kind of like I got burnt out from it. And it's just, it's inspiring watching someone in their element. And it kind of made me want to like be in my element.
Yeah, definitely. I wrote down the same thing, like just made me feel like I want to be myself all the time, unapologetically, like having fun and just like into whatever I'm doing. I think the internet scares you into being like too cool or like, into being, I don't know.
Or just putting you in a box.
Dumb. Yeah.
Putting you in a box.
Yeah. For doing, you know, certain things that you like, or if you're excited about something, you know, it's like cringe or something like that. But I left feeling like I will literally dress up how I want. I will do what I want. I will go for whatever dream I want, even if it sounds stupid. But, and I kept thinking like how I saw this TikTok of her when she was probably 16 when she first started, and she was on this little tiny stage, like, you know, like at a fair or something.
Uh-huh.
And it said like Taylor Swift on like a tiny little poster.
Oh,
and then it like went from her singing that to like her in the air. So with like all the people. And I was just like, oh my gosh, the fact that if she would have just like let bullies get to her and just like stopped trying, we would never have that. And she would never have become that person and icon, honestly, that she is now.
And even beyond that, of like, I mean, kind of like what you just first said, like, it's awesome for her to be like, wow, like, I did that. But it's also like what she's created for people, mm-hmm. like the music that we can all relate to, and like all of us in that stadium together, like those moments wouldn't be possible if she didn't go for what she wanted.
Exactly.
I know. I loved it. We also saw Taylor's mom.
Yes.
And
she
was
cried.
She was right next to us.
I literally started tearing up when I realized who she was. I was like, because I couldn't see through the things. I'm like, what is happening?
Like, people had so many their bodyguards out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And people are screaming. I was like, who is that? And she was giving all these little girl hugs. And I was just like, she's probably just so proud of her daughter and just has so much fun and sees all of these people. And she just gets to like go enjoy the show. It's so cute.
It's so cute. We also saw Sophia Richie.
Her bun was slicked to the gods.
In her slick bun.
I could see
neutral
from a mile
white
away.
Tee, jeans. She's everything that we pictured. She's perfect.
Even more perfect in person. Mm-hmm. I was trying not to look at her all the time. So I'm like, okay, that's so try hard trying to like just stare at her the whole time. But I couldn't help it.
She's
I was
so
looking
cute.
At her hair.
Yeah, her hair
so
was
so good.
Perfect. It was.
If my like my slicked buns could never
could
look
never.
Like that from the back.
No, the slick was slicking. She looked perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was just the best night. And Chelsea and I were in our Reputation era.
Mm-hmm.
We were in all black.
Yeah.
And
it was great.
It was great. It was a full circle.
And our
moment.
Surprise song was like such an iconic song for us because it was one of the song, like the first songs we knew of hers.
Yeah, we got.
Our song is a slam screen doors.
Thank you.
That's, I kind of sound like Taylor.
I'm pretty good. Yeah, so we got our song and You Are In Love. And, oh,
worse than before.
Both were, oh my gosh, you guys, no, keep this in. Keep this freaking in. Listen to my voice. Bye. I have to cough. I don't know what to do.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. Drink
my voice. You guys. I don't have any water. Oh, it's back. Okay. Jeez. Freaking voice.
It was funny when we were leaving, the windows were down in our car and one of the girls walking by the car was like, well, that was one of the top 7 surprise songs I didn't want her to play.
Oh yeah. I wonder which one she was referring to.
Why wouldn't you want our song? That's so
it's such an iconic one. I know. I love videos of people like reacting to the secret songs and just like freaking out.
Yes.
Did you see Maddie? I think her last name is Castellano. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, I saw she win, but
she's a huge Swiftie and she was reacting to the secret song and she's like screaming. And then it shows the like girls in back of her that they don't know each other. And they're all just like grabbing each other's hands, like screaming.
That's so cute.
And they're like, we did not know them at all. We were all just like having a moment. So cute.
That's so cute.
I love it. Quickly, as for an ACOTAR update, I haven't made that much progress since last week, unfortunately. I wanted to like finish the book so that I could update you guys. Maybe I will by the next episode that comes out, but I'm like almost 60% of the way done. And I feel like things are starting to happen now. So
really?
Just to, yeah.
Oh, good.
People are asking for my updates. So, and also it's getting spicy now. I know what everyone's talking about. I like in the last episode, I was like, oh yeah, I guess I don't know. Like nothing's happened so far. Because you were like, isn't it supposed to have like sexual content? I was like, I don't know. Okay, I see what y'all are talking about. The spice is beginning. Spicy.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I keep getting targeted with videos of it. People reacting to that book. And
really?
It's a sign. But I hate having a list of books. You know what I need to do? I need to organize my list of books I need to read. Because also people give me physical books. And I love that. But I also kind of stress me out. Because I have like 4 books on my thing that I'm like, oh. Read that, like people physically gave them to me, so I need to read them, and I want
and
to read
you have
them.
Your Kindle, like a list of Kindle books.
So I need to organize them in a priority list. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm like, which one do I do first? But then I just don't read any. So I need to do top writing. Maybe ACOTAR will be my top priority.
I feel like you'd love
so
it.
So I can be on the trend.
Mm-hmm.
And
anyway.
Then I need to read Layla. That's the one you gave me.
Colleen Hoover.
Yeah. And then
that one's an interesting one.
I think. My mother-in-law just gave me one called The Unhoneymooners, maybe? The
Honeymoon, oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Is it by Emily Henry?
Yellow.
I don't have the physical book of it.
Mm.
Or maybe it's Christina Lauren. don't know. But yeah. I maybe have read really that, actually.
And I want to read it. It sounds... She said it was super, like, lighthearted and just, like, a good read.
Yeah. Cute.
Which we love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we get into these stories?
Yes.
These are... Beth told us to put a warning before this, okay?
Rated R.
If there's kids in the car, maybe save it for later. Maybe put it on pause. Save for, you know...
Save for another time.
A drive alone.
Why does this say I need permission? Wait, wait, wait. I have something to tell you.
What?
Or show you. Maybe I should... No, I'm already... I'll just show you now. I need to make a TikTok of this because I am unwell. Okay, you know my picture of Amber? We all mm-hmm. know, okay? I was looking something up. Leif was asking me about it. Well, a bunch of people have been tagging me in this TikTok that went viral of this guy saying, like, my art was stolen, this photo he took. Mm-hmm. It's like, it was stolen, and I just, like, gave up because it was everywhere. Like, it was all over Etsy. It was all over these places. I just gave up because I was like, this is, like, too big of a fight for me to fight alone. Then he ended up hiring a lawyer, and basically he was like, I just bought an apartment with the money that I got from getting.
Oh my gosh, you need to do it immediately.
And so many people were tagging me, and I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, so Leif and I were talking about something. I don't remember what led me to this, but basically I'm like on, because Leif's like, how, like, you know, what websites is it on, whatever. So I'm on this website, seeing it for sale, and it's like signed by Fairchild Paris. And I'm like, what? It's like, the photo is literally signed by someone as if, like, it's their art. I'm like, who is that? I freaking look up. I'm like, what is Fairchild Paris? I look up. I'm sorry. This man, I need to post this on TikTok or my story.
No,
I
freaking way.
I show Leif. I'm like, this is where I draw the line. It is a man holding the photo of Amber, and it's, like, signed by him. Or I guess I don't know if that's him or it's just, like, his company. It's literally blown up the size of him. And he's just, like, smiling with it all proudly.
Oh, my gosh. Literally.
I'm like, okay. Your
evidence.
Your ass is getting sued first. You're the first yeah. on my list.
You just straight up stolen art. And it's signed by you.
And I'm, like, on his Instagram.
But you have to find the photo to prove.
I know. I do. And it's like, it's that time again, free giveaway, giving away one of his most popular prints, size 22 by 28, Chanel surfboard, whatever, of my photo. I'm like, this is so crazy, actually.
Oh my gosh, sue his ass so fast. That is so clear evidence.
I know. I screenshotted everything, don't worry. And I'm like, should I? Because I was going to make a TikTok, because I'm like, this is so, like, it's just another
don't make
another
a TikTok
layer.
Until you sue him.
You think?
No, yeah, yeah, because he could change it. And then that could not maybe, like, stand in court if it's just a screenshot, because you could doctor it, you know? They might not, like, just allow screenshots.
Like, wait until I have.
Hopefully. Yeah, so they can go on to his, like, website.
Okay, well, then no one go on his page
no
and,
one
like,
say
comment
anything yet.
Anything yet. Let me sue him first. I don't know what's happening. But anyway, I was laughing out loud. I'm like, this is actually crazy.
My gosh, I can't wait for you to make millions. Serious.
Please. Can you imagine? It has just not been
he
on
stole
my radar.
Your art. I wonder how much you could actually get. Maybe $1 million. Maybe more. Yeah,
I cannot even imagine. I really wonder how much that guy made that had the print stolen from him.
You should DM him.
I know. I really should.
And ask for his contact.
Literally his lawyer.
If he lives in California.
Yeah. I was shook. Anyway, stay tuned for updates. I was laughing.
Can't wait. Hopefully you don't retire from the podcast with all the money you make.
I'm like, well, I'm good. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anywho, let's get into these stories. Sorry, I just had to tell you that. I was dying.
That's crazy. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. We absolutely love Squarespace. It's pretty much the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs if you want to stand out and have a stunning, beautiful website. So maybe you're just managing a growing brand. Maybe it's just your personal brand. You want to make a little blog. Or if you're selling digital goods.
Or physical goods.
It's the place to go if you want to engage with your audience. And Squarespace is awesome because they have so many features that makes making a website so user-friendly. Take it from us, okay? I'm like a medium tech person, but I do not know coding. I don't know anything of the sort. And that's why Squarespace is so great if you're just, you know, an average Joe trying to make it happen online. You know, you want to sell something, you want to sell your art. Wink, wink, Jace, you could be selling your...
I need that. I need those funds. On
Squarespace. They have something called an asset library. So if you're making your website and you have a bunch of photos that you want to use basically across your whole website, you can use all of the content and it's all in one place. So it's easily uploaded, organized, and you can access it. And it's very nice, let me just say, because there's nothing more annoying than having to go back in your camera roll every time you want to use a photo.
You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You can have your products on an online store. They also have so many different website templates, depending on what kind of look you want your website to have. And they're so incredibly user-friendly. You just can like drag and drop photos and it looks super professional. While, you know, you don't have to know that much about tech stuff like Chelsea was mentioning. So if you guys are interested, head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Again, that is squarespace.com for a free trial. And then when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Tinder. You heard that right. Are you looking to fall in love this summer? It is uncuffing season officially, aka summer, aka the best time to be single, have fun, and make unforgettable memories. And Tinder is here to help you find the perfect partner for those moments. So whatever you're looking for, Tinder is the world's most popular dating app. That means the most opportunity to find whatever it is you are looking for. Because, you know, the more people that know about it, the more people that are on it, the more fish in the sea, you know what I mean?
Tinder has more safety features than any other dating app, which we absolutely love for our Valley girls because we want you guys to stay safe. And if you have listened to our dating app horror stories episodes, you know there are some shocking situations that people have found themselves in. So it's really nice that they have a lot of safety features. Success on Tinder can mean whatever you want it to. 1.5 million Tinder users go on an in real life date every week, which is awesome. Other apps are hard and Tinder is easy and fun. Tinder just released Relationship Goals, which is a new status for your profile that shows others what type of connections you are looking for. So Relationship Goals is just one of the many features that Tinder has released to make sure that you are comfortable on the app. If you guys are looking to have a hot girl summer and, you know, have some fun, maybe it's time to download Tinder. On Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today and explore all the possibilities for yourself. Go check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, I'll go first. Oh, did we even say what they are? These are school scandals. Okay, we're getting into the messiness of college, high school, the scandals that, you know, unfold therein.
And we've already told every possible school scandal that we've had in our lifetime, most notably being, and this is incredibly sad, that a guy at our school literally murdered his mom.
Yeah, his own mom.
His own mother with a frying pan.
It's so scary.
Like, oh my gosh, it's so disturbing.
He went to jail.
He went to jail, obviously, as he should. And his friend, like, helped.
Yes, his friend stood watch.
And so
I was in a class with this man.
Yeah. It's just so scary. So terrifying. Anyway,
conversations with this man. Well, he was like 16 or something, but
so disgusting. That was the most like shocking thing I feel like to ever happen in our time at school, at least in high school.
Okay, here we go. The headmaster at my private high school was a communist. A parent found her thesis in which she wrote that her plan was to brainwash the kids at the school she worked at to go from spoiled brats to conforming to her ideals. She changed our reading and history curriculum to pieces that supported her beliefs without informing the school board or the parents. Honey, you can't be doing that. Brainwash. That's your goal.
Brainwash. Wait, they the found kids. What that told them that? A
her
paper?
Thesis in which she wrote that her plan was to brainwash the kids at the school she worked at to go from spoiled brats to conforming to her ideals.
Okay.
I'm scared of you.
I am terrified.
Giving
it's scary. Giving
communist.
Yeah. Sick. Okay, hi girls. I have been listening since episode one as an eighth grader, and now I'm starting my sophomore year of college.
What?
Oh,
what?
My God.
What did you just say?
What did you just say? I'm...
No.
You're my favorite.
Honey, never do that to us again.
Eighth grade?
You just aged us incredibly.
Have we even had the podcast that long? Sheesh. Okay, I cannot
skipped
believe...
skipped a couple grades.
She's like, and I... Yeah. Okay, I can't believe I haven't thought to write this story into the podcast until now because you guys will be shook. I live in a small town and news travels fast. A few years ago, a rumor was circulating about a girl at one of the high schools in my town who brought homemade cookies to school and offered them to her classmates. The shocking part that was that people were saying she had baked a special ingredient into the cookies. No, not drugs. Her grandfather's ashes. Later, this story came out in the news and was confirmed to be true. It was so weird to follow the news on how the authorities dealt with the situation because according to them, technically no one's health was in jeopardy even though people ate the cookies. The following school year, this girl switched high schools to the school I went to and we actually had a class together. One day she brought croissants into class and was offering them to people. Safe to say, I did not eat one.
Girl, why did you do that?
It is diabolical.
Your grandfather's ashes?
Why?
I'm so sorry,
no,
but
no.
Your poor grandfather, he lived
eaten.
A meaningful, full life. And then he's like, yeah, I don't want to be buried. Like, I want my ashes to be scattered across the Pacific. And then his granddaughter bakes them into cookies.
To literal chocolate chip cookies.
And brings them into her history class.
Are you okay?
That's why terrifying.
Are you? I guess it's like, yeah, what are you supposed to do to her? But like, she shouldn't be allowed to bring food.
Shouldn't
in,
be allowed
anyhow.
To bake.
No, yeah. You have had your rights revoked.
Some probation from baking.
You're not allowed to bring croissants. Like,
no. She's like,
she's sick
for that. She's like, hey guys, I don't know if you've heard about me, but I love to bake. Why don't you try these on
for
size?
What's on the croissants? No, not granny. Like, I'm terrified.
No. Every time she has a death in the family, she bakes the next day.
Literally.
Everyone's like,
it's like my new dessert.
It's terrifying.
I'm so scared.
My school's head janitor created a list of the hottest senior girls who were going to graduate that year and who he would try to sleep with as many as he could.
Really?
He only got caught after the list was found by a teacher. He went to jail, but I think he got away with sleeping with four girls.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Did it say a teacher?
A janitor, the head janitor.
Oh, a janitor.
I was a junior at the time. It was seriously the craziest thing that's ever happened, and it's kind of giving Mean Girls Coach Carr vibes. Love you girls in the podcast. That is terrifying, the fact that he slept with four girls who had just graduated. Ew. It's giving... Remember when I accidentally almost name-dropped that teacher who DM'd us after we graduated?
Oh, us? Don't flatter. I didn't get DM'd.
I meant like multiple girls.
Oh, yeah. My ego is a little bruised by that one.
Why not me?
Why didn't he see something in me? I'm kidding.
Did you even have
him? No, he wasn't even my teacher. I didn't even know him. But he was like the hot teacher at our school. Mm-hmm. People just like...
That's the worst. Remember when we did this episode forever ago? We were like, normalize making hot teachers feel ugly. Because hot teachers have way too much of an ego.
Oh, way too much confidence.
Like, you can be the most mid... guy ever, and then you become a history teacher and
you're hot all of a sudden.
You're so hot to your students. Ugh. And it's just not good for them.
It's so true. Okay, in high school, the class was using iPads for an assignment and a girl's nudes got airdropped to all of them. Her older brother was the teacher for the class.
What? Oh, boy.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Oh,
what
I hate the
freaking
nude
odds?
Thing.
No, I know.
I hate that so much. I feel like our world, we've talked about this a little bit, but I feel like our world is getting a little bit more like just understanding of the fact, like not shaming girls as much for it.
When their
hopefully.
Nudes get leaked.
Yeah. I think I was telling you, I was listening to Madison Beer on Call Her Daddy and she was talking about her experience with like her nudes getting leaked. And she was crucified for it. Like, this was like probably 8 years ago or something, but she, like, everyone was just like, you're the biggest slut ever. Like, and the guy literally faced no consequences, the guy who leaked them.
Yeah.
And it's like,
what?
Dude, you literally asked for them. Mm-hmm. You and wanted then you them.
Shared them.
And then you share them with the internet and it's her fault. Yeah. Like, come on.
I hate that. A teacher in my hometown burned his parents' house down with them in it.
Oh.
Girl, why'd you put that in parentheses? That's the main event.
Please. Should I go side note?
Yeah. In order to claim the house life insurance, he got caught a couple years after and went to jail. Did they die? Like, are they okay?
Oh, no.
Got caught a couple years later and went to jail. I cannot believe people do the things that they do for money, specifically. Really? Your own parents.
Really? With them in it.
His parents' house down.
That is just
you're sick.
Next level. You're sick for that. You're sick and twisted for that one. My gym teacher freshman year of high school was stealing money from students in the locker room when they went to gym class after changing. He would wait a few minutes to steal from people and then show up in class late. What? Someone got evidence eventually when they set up a camera and got it on video. He was then fired and arrested.
Whoa, he's stealing like cash, like their literal lunch money?
Probably.
I'm sure they didn't just have like that
going
much
through
money.
Their bags and taking any cash you'd find. That's what I'm guessing.
Just taking their iPads and or iPods.
Oh my
iPods?
God.
Why did I say iPod? I'm thinking of when I was in junior high.
Yeah. That is, I feel like gym teachers, those have some.
Every once in a while, you get a creepy gym teacher.
Yeah. I feel like gym teachers are the ones who are the most, not problematic, but you hear stories.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times the gym teacher.
Yeah. I had this gym teacher. Well, he wasn't my gym teacher, but he taught the boys in junior high.
Okay.
At the same like hour that we had. So when we would all like go run laps or whatever, he would be out there. And it was like his shtick that he hated women.
Oh,
like,
boy.
He literally had a mullet. This man had a full-on mullet. He was the scariest man I've ever met. And my gym teacher was a woman. And she was like, no, he's joking. Like, we're friends. Like, you know. But all of us girls would be like, I'm so scared of Coach whatever his name is. And he would be like, girls stink. Like, girls, but like, just go off on girls every time we saw them. I'm like,
you're
thinking
joking.
Back on that now. What is wrong with
you? Are
you
okay?
Are you okay? And I also had when I was in seventh grade, a really handsome gym teacher.
Oh, no.
The most handsome gym. He's taught girls PE, but actually, I feel like this man was pretty pure because you could tell he, like, felt almost, like, uncomfortable. But he was, like, new, and that was, like, his first job was, like, teaching girls, like, PE. And we were obsessed with him, like, flirting with him.
No, he knows
nonstop.
What he's doing. No, he knows what he's doing.
He can't help it.
No, if you, here's my personal belief. If
you're the girls,
no, if you're like a hot guy.
Yeah.
And you want to be a young girl's PE teacher.
Well, what I'm
you
saying
want,
is
like
that's
you
his entry
know
job.
What you're doing.
He was I don't think he what I meant is like he didn't want to be the girls because all of his other ones were boys. I think he had to take our hour or something like that. But he was a brand new teacher. So I think sometimes when you're like getting a teaching job, at least back then, you had to just like take whatever you could get.
Okay, and maybe that's a problematic approach, actually, or, like, opinion, but I feel like, because I'm not saying teachers can't be attractive, like,
yeah,
you know, anyone can be a teacher, they could be hot, mm-hmm. they, you know, there's plenty of, like, beautiful, even,
but
like, women who are teachers.
There were hot teachers who loved being hot,
yes.
And this is what I mean, this man did not, like, love that we were flirting with him, like, we were torturing him just, like, trying to,
yeah,
talk, chat to him, like, all the time, and he'd be like, girls, leave me alone, like, go do your thing.
Okay, that's good. We respect mm-hmm. that.
Because sometimes I actually remember his name. I was going to say, we love Coach. What's his name?
Maybe he listens.
Maybe.
Probably
maybe he's
not.
Out there.
All right, you guys. For all of my pet parents, dog parents out there, Lady loves the farmer's dog. That is the food we've been feeding her for years and years. And I'm a big fan of this brand. I think they're great and awesome. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real, healthy ingredients to human food safety standards. So a lot of kibble is super processed, and I wasn't really educated on the matter, honestly, until a few years ago when I did find the Farmer's Dog and we started feeding Lady the food, and she is a very healthy gal, I will say. And she loves it. She's always excited to eat. She's always excited for mealtime because it has like actual little pieces of meat and carrots. And I just feel like maybe it's more appetizing. I don't really know. But she loves it. And Leif and I love it because it's super also convenient for us. And we feel good knowing that she's not eating like processed food, you know, because we try and stay away from processed food as well as humans.
The farmer's dog isn't just fresh, higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs, which just makes it really easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. Dogs at a healthy weight can live up to 2.5 years longer than overweight dogs. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat, skin, better breath, even easier digestion, and yes, better poops. We love when our dog has healthy poops. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more happy, healthy, and full years together. That means more magical moments with your dog, but no actual magic required. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. That's thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping.
If you guys are looking for any type of like silk skirts, I feel like this is very Sophia Richie Grange-esque. You need to check out Quince. I have two of their like mulberry silk skirts. They're so luxurious, but they're much more affordable than other ones that I've seen. So I have like a black silk mini skirt that's really, really cute and comfortable. And then I have like a champagne colored kind of like midi slash maxi. That's a longer one. It hits at the perfect spot. It's super comfortable. Quince is the spot for quiet luxury without paying luxury prices. So Quince offers a range of must-have items like 100% European linen under $50, luxurious mulberry silk skirts, and of course, Italian leather bags and 14 karat gold jewelry from $30. All their prices are 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And because Quince creates timeless classic styles that won't go out of fashion, you will have them in your closet forever.
I got a really cute white, like fisherman cotton sweater from Quince. And it has been the best staple for summer, especially when it's, you know, where we live, it gets a little bit cold at night, but you don't want to be wearing a fall looking sweater. I am obsessed with it and it fits so well and it is the best quality. So I know you're wondering how they do it. Quince partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to you. What is even better, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium eco-friendly fabrics and finishes. So you can feel good about getting high-quality items that last longer, and it's at a great price. So upgrade your closet this summer with Quince. Right now, go to quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That is quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/whatwesaid.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A student in our grade had a foot fetish and would use his girlfriend's feet pictures. The year we graduated...
Use them for what?
I don't know. And would use his girlfriend's feet pictures, like, yeah, I don't know what for. The year we graduated, they broke up and he started paying girls around school for their feet pics.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, nothing wrong with, you know, whatever you're into.
I mean, I would love to get paid.
Same.
To show you my foot? Like, okay.
100%. What's that doing to
What's
me?
The harm?
Yeah. Girls just making money.
I literally told our friend Rachel the other day, I was like looking at her foot. I'm like, you should sell feet pictures, Rachel.
Seriously.
You have beautiful feet.
She does.
She's like, okay. I taught high school for 9 years and oh, the stories I have. My second year teaching, it came out that one of my students' moms was sleeping with four of his friends. It was a huge deal. She was arrested and it was all over the news.
No.
That is
no.
One of the worst of all.
That is so sick.
This is so sick and twisted.
You are so disgusting. Like, now being the age that we're at,
it's so terrifying and shocking.
It is so, there's something seriously wrong with your brain. Like, if that is something you're doing.
Oh my gosh.
Flirting, talking to.
Imagine being 10 years older than we are now.
Yeah.
And sleeping with a high school student.
And worse than that, your own child's friends. Your own child's friends.
No.
That is disgusting. That is,
there is something so, so disgusting. Wrong.
Yeah, I hate that so much. Ew. Ew, ew, ew.
I've heard it reversed too. Like, you know, the dad sleeping with the girl's friends. This is not on topic, but I do have to bring this up. I was just watching this TikTok. It's this very, like, they're very popular on TikTok, this couple. And they've kind of like alluded, they just got married. And they've alluded to the fact that there was like family drama. And I don't know the extent, but like for the past little bit, they're like, oh yeah, our families aren't invited to our weddings. Like our families are, we've like cut ties with our families or whatever. And I was like, geez, like.
Wait, so this was a TikTok couple?
Yeah. Mm. They were engaged and then they were saying like, oh, our wedding's postponed because we've had like some family drama. And then and then the next update was like, we've cut ties with them. And I was like, geez, okay. They just got on and told and like explained the reason. This couple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her dad and his mom have been having an affair.
Oh, they're both married, obviously.
Yes, and they're both married.
Oh,
so now their parents are divorced, and I'm pretty sure they're again his dad and mom are like together.
No,
and they're like we literally never want to talk to you again.
I would literally die.
Can you even imagine?
No.
I was trying to picture it, and I'm just like, oh my gosh,
that's disgusting.
Like my dad with Leif's mom. And just like they're like, this is the what we want. And it like destroys you, both of your families.
It feels so ew. Ew, 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 ew. Even if it's like, honestly, I know that's totally fine. But even if they were both single, there's something weird because they both feel like your parents. You're like, no, you guys.
It feels
anybody
weird.
In the world. You could have anyone else in the world. Okay. This one person is off limits. Like,
yeah.
Why are you doing that? Those kinds of affairs trip me the F out because I'm like, first of all, the stress that they must be going through to hide that secret, knowing what's going to happen when it inevitably, because it always does.
I'm pretty sure they were doing it for 2 years.
Oh.
They had an affair for 2 years. I was like, oh, wow. Because, okay, this couple, I will admit, I was being judgmental. I was like, I felt like, okay, what could have...
What kind of what family kind of drama?
Happened? Like... Literally cut ties with both your family. And then they said that. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, 100%.
I kind of get that, actually. That's really crazy.
Mm-hmm. That is insane.
Because she was like, my dad's not, like, I don't want him walking me down the aisle. Like,
that's
nothing.
Her dad.
Yeah.
It was her dad and his mom. Oh my gosh.
How crazy is that? That's actually
he's
wild.
Like asking her dad for, like, the blessing to marry her. And he's, yes, please protect my daughter. Like,
meanwhile sleeping with
your mother.
Like, no. It's beyond.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's rated R for sure.
Okay. So
we found out the Spanish teacher was a swinger. Unfortunately, we found out because she was filming adult film content with her husband and other men in the classroom after school.
You're joking.
Talk about an extracurricular activity. Oh, not on my desk, honey.
Not.
That no.
Wait, what
is
what did she teach?
Spanish.
Oh no. Girly.
Oh my gosh.
It also just really scares me.
Who found that?
That the films?
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
how do you explain that?
How'd you know?
I just happened upon this.
Just the fetishes that people have of like or just the things that get them off, like filming in the classroom. Like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
You do not need to be filming in the classroom. You can film at home, but you like that. And that's what's scary.
The other people like that. That's why she does
it. True. Well, both. But it's scary.
Yeah.
A girl in one of my classes in high school was sending nudes to a teacher to get 100s on assignments. The teacher ended up quitting before they could fire him, but he never went to jail, unfortunately.
Oh, come on.
I hate when they don't get him.
To get 100s?
I will say, do you
not shaming her. I'm just saying, like, he is withholding a grade for that. Like, that is so disgusting.
So wrong. Do the videos ever pop up on your For You page of people getting caught, like, trying to meet up with minors?
Oh, yes. I hate them.
Oh, my.
I hate them. I watch them all the time.
Me
but
too.
I
get stuck watching. Like, I know. If I see one, I'm watching it.
It makes
like,
me feel so sick.
It is so disturbing. These people basically, like... Some people have kind of, I don't even know who they are, but they've like kind of made it their mission to like make these fake accounts acting like they're a minor, like acting like they're a 13-year-old girl and like getting on apps or things and then basically waiting for like a creepo guy who's like in his 50s mm-hmm. to message and be like, hi. And then they like show up to their house. They like plan a time to meet and then they show up to their house with like a camera crew. And it is beyond.
No, there's nothing more unforgivable than that.
And they always say the same thing too. They'll be like, "Oh no,
I didn't know.
I didn't know." And they're like, "Well, we told you 5 times that she was 13.
Yeah,
you said when you like 13-year-olds.
Wait, not Chris Harrison.
Please, Chris Harrison. His new job.
Wait, what's his name? Chris Hansen.
Yeah, yeah.
When Chris Hansen reads them the text,
oh,
he's like, "Are you sure you didn't say this, this, this?
And
like whatever.
So
it's so incriminating. Yeah." And the guy's like, and they're sitting there just disgusting as ever.
Sometimes they admit it right away. They're like, I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again. But then
they know they effed up. Oh, like when Chris Hansen walks out and
they know
like,
they're screwed.
They panic.
As they should.
And they start begging like, please, please. Like, dude, you should have thought about that before you were a creep.
Yeah.
First of all.
You made your bed and you will lie in it. Like,
and that bed is in jail.
Yeah. And that bed is in a prison cell.
Yeah.
Bye.
The track coach at my old high school was just arrested for hiding cameras in the girls' swim locker room.
Oh, really?
He's been working there for over 10 years, so who knows how long he was doing this before getting caught. As a former swimmer in high school, that is your worst nightmare. You're like going through puberty. You're so exposed already having to like change in front of other people. And then a freaking creepy guy is filming you.
That is so...
What is wrong with people?
I'm
this
so
is making
scared.
Me sick.
I'm so scared. The secret cameras always get me. That's a like a thing that a lot of people.
I always think about that in bathrooms now. It's so sad that we can't just live our lives. I'm always thinking about secret cameras, like getting up my butthole while I'm going to the bathroom or something like that.
Okay, this one's PG-13. Our soccer queen. Okay. I think team, maybe. Our soccer queen won state. I think team. The yearbook team got a shot of one of the star players jumping midair, kicking the ball. They blew up the photo on an entire page of the yearbook. It wasn't until all the yearbooks were passed out they noticed his balls were literally hanging out of his shorts.
What?
There's no way. That's not real.
He had to
bring a cup? We had to bring our books back for the administrators to Sharpie over it, lol. Love you guys.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I am beyond words.
Oh, that's so sad. If that's him. Oh.
Blown up huge on a full freaking page.
Now I always just think about this like, okay, if that was Case in high school, I would cry for days. I would feel so sad for him. But also, how is that possible? This man wasn't wearing like boxers and a cup. You have to wear a cup
when you're playing soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the logistics of that one.
I don't know. I've never actually played soccer, but I'm assuming like of all of the sports,
yeah,
when they're just kicking, jumping, headbutting, you would think.
I'm beyond.
That is
so bad. Horrible. How did they not notice?
How'd you not notice?
How'd they go through all these people?
Yikes. One of my favorite... Okay, this is rated R too. One of my high school teachers, caught the basketball coach getting, let's say, receiving a sexual act from one of his players' moms in the locker
room. Oh, you're joking.
She was married and her son was not a good player but got lots of playing time. I wonder why.
Good.
Bye. Oh my gosh.
At least they're both of age.
I just started, me and Nick were watching this show last night on Netflix. It's called The Short Game. It's about these little 8-year-old golfers. They are so cute.
Oh my gosh, cute.
But it is stressing me out because most of them have really good parents and it's like their life is golf. They golf every single day and they're so good.
Oh my gosh.
They're 8 years old. There's this little girl. She's just like the tiniest little girl. And she's like, I'm working on my strength. She's like trying to do push-ups. She's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
And usually their parents are super, you know, supportive. And they're like, we just want you to enjoy the game. Like, there is this one little boy, and it literally broke me and Nick's heart last night. We were in tears. He is from France. And so his mom is also, obviously, they live in France. And because it's like a world championship, and it like follows him, and it's like, the mom's like, he was raised in excellence, and he will, like, he knows that's the standard. And the kid is so cute. He's like reading these poetry. She's like, his grandfather was the great artist or the great author, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember who it was. Obviously not that great, because I don't know who it was, but.
Just putting so much pressure on
him. Yes. And then in one of the clips, she's talking like, he was raised in excellence, so that's whatever. And it's like documentary style. And the kid is studying like golf stuff, and he's like drawing a picture on a table, and in the shot, his mom is playing the flute in the background. And we were, Nick's like, you know, she made them make that shot. Like,
totally.
She is obsessed with herself. Like, she's like, I'm great. Therefore, she's the most narcissistic mom I've ever seen. It makes me so sad. And when we saw that, we were like, okay, like, she's obviously like one of those moms.
Yeah.
And she's like playing the flute in the background, like, so perfectly. It's like, this is not
just
about
so
you.
So poised.
This is not about you at all. No one cares about you. They want to see your son. Anyways. So it goes to them playing, and he wasn't having a good day. He like wasn't putting great. And he's like, oh, he's like so sad and like mad at himself in the tournament. And she starts yelling at him, and she's like, what are you doing? Wake up, wake up. What kind of putt is that? And he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, it's not my fault. And he's literally crying.
No.
And she's screaming at him, like demeaning him. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Demeaning him. And I was like, I cannot believe that some kids just have to have these kinds of parents where they don't just love them and want them to have like a good,
fun,
happy, fun life. They don't let them be kids. She was literally being so mean to him. Like, wake up. What are you doing? What kind of putt is that? Like, I don't know what your problem is. Saying stuff so mean to him.
Poor kid.
And he was literally crying. It's not my fault, mom. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I was not okay.
It's giving dance moms, like some of those moms. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's just really not that serious.
No,
like the way they are being, it's like you are giving your kid lasting issues.
Yes.
Oh, it's so sad. Which every kid's gonna have issues, but it's like just unnecessary pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this is my last one. My high school principal got caught in a cheating scandal with multiple female teachers at our school. He was married and had a son in my grade too.
Ooh.
It turns out he would only hire new teachers if they were young and pretty, which we found out why after the news broke. Yikes.
Do some men just think life is a video game completely meant for them?
I
that they
truly
just have
believe
this
they
job
do, actually.
Where they are responsible for children's education. And they're not hired. They're like, oh, I'm just going to hire girls
who
are
young
and are pretty. Yeah, that I can sleep with. What kind of narcissist do you have to be? Life is just at your beckoning. Take
that's
what you want.
That's why I'm scared of. Oh, it's like, I feel like teachers can either be like, it's a profession, which don't get me wrong. Not all teachers are creepy by any stretch of the imagination. Like, either teachers are like salt of the earth.
Yeah.
People who like get into education.
Change your life.
Because they want to change kids' lives. And they're so like such good, pure people. Or the opposite, where it's like it's an easy job. Or not easy, but like.
Oh.
That's not what I meant.
Whoa. Clip that.
This is what I meant. Like, it's easy to have power is what I mean. Like,
yeah.
you are the one in power.
Yeah.
Because you're older. So there's like a power dynamic already because. You are, so it's easy to assess, or what's the word? Something your power over people.
Exert?
Yeah. Like, the kids in your class will listen to
assert?
You because, assert, yes, assert. It's easy to assert your dominance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, or a police officer, or someone where it's like, you're meant to have more power than, you know, your students are meant to listen to you.
Yeah.
And so, it can be, if someone who's a literal narcissist creep, is in a teacher position, they can assert their dominance and their power
yes.
and like get things that they want.
I know. I literally, both my parents are teachers, as we know. And truly, I can't even imagine these people because my dad, first of all, the male, who he is literally the most pure teacher. People come up to me all the time and are like, your dad literally changed my life. Like, he spent so much extra time. Like, people send me messages like that. Listen to the podcast. They'll
yeah.
be like, your dad was my math teacher, by the way. And
he's one
he
of the
literally
good
was the best. And then my mom's like the popular teacher that everyone just loves and thinks is so funny. But yeah, they have told me stories. I don't know if I can, I won't say repeat too much them. To criminalize them, but or incriminate them, but of other teachers that no. Ugh. Not there for the right reasons. Hate their jobs.
Same with coaches of like kids. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's another power thing.
Yeah.
Or dynamic.
It's great or horrible.
Yes. Yes. It's either awesome, life-changing, beautiful, or atrocious.
Yeah.
That was my last one.
I have two more, so I'll just do them quick.
Okay.
I'm a high school teacher and one of our former married male football coaches.
Yeah.
Just like you said. Had an affair with a senior student who babysat his kids.
Oh, boy.
He was arrested. His mugshot went all around the school and everyone knew about it and talked about it for weeks. He was definitely fired and never seen again.
Oof.
You're so gross with the babysitter. The babysitter. Men disappointing also, us over and over and over again.
Also, I feel like you expect, I think it's even more shocking almost, even though they're a normal person, when a teacher does something like that, because it's like when you see your teacher somewhere other than school, you're like, what are you doing yeah. here? Like if you see your teacher at a restaurant, yeah. you're like, why are you here? Like,
yeah, with a family.
Yeah. It's like, no. You just like literally go to school and go. That's the only yes. place I've ever known you.
You live there.
Yeah. So then when you get information like this, like your teacher's a swinger and they've been filming. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like you are only
you have
who
a
I know.
Complex human.
Yeah. You have like emotions and you have your own life.
And it's shocking.
It's ultimately, or it's extra weird.
Yeah,
to
it's true.
Find out.
Okay, this is the last one. A frat at my school makes all their pledges stay in a room for a weekend. What is a pledge? I think it maybe is someone who's trying to be in a frat. I think
so too, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, or maybe they've made half the cut or something.
We need sorority and frat stories.
Yeah, we do.
And we need to educate ourselves. Remember, we were saying like
yes,
we don't know about sororities.
We should do that. Sorority and frat stories.
That would be good.
That's a good one. Okay.
They made them stay in a room.
Yeah, made them stay in a room. Am I okay? For a weekend. And won't let them out until one of them breaks another guy's other arm.
I'm sorry.
You can always tell what weekend that happens because the Monday after you see some poor dude from the freshman class in the frat walking around in a cast.
You're joking. You are joking. What?
How does someone even break someone's? That's a lot of force.
That's making my stomach hurt.
That is, so we know this. Does it not end? Like, can we not do something about it?
What was the reason? Like, to show that you're strong or something?
Because
like,
boys are dumb.
I'm so confused. What would be the reason for that?
Could you imagine girls doing that?
Oh.
Like, I know girls have their issues with being mean to other girls, but not in that way.
Not physically.
You have to break this girl's arm. Like, our minds don't
go
there.
No one would ever, we would never do it.
No. We couldn't do it. Like, how do you even break someone? I'm genuinely trying to think logistically. How do you break someone's arm? Like,
if someone told me, you will get $50 million to break Chelsea's arm.
Oh my gosh, do it and we'll split it.
But like, I couldn't. My point is I couldn't even bring myself to do that.
Yeah. 50 million?
Even if it was like, okay, we're going to split it. If someone told you, you'll get $50 million, break JC's arm right now.
You don't want to ask me that.
You don't want to know.
I'm kidding.
But do you know what I mean? It's like, that's so jarring. Like,
that's traumatizing.
That's so traumatizing.
I'm not gonna cause immense pain.
Immense harm and pain and lasting lasting issues.
Why do you have to say $50
million? Let's do a million.
I could end world peace with that.
I know that was
end extreme. World peace.
End world peace.
That's end also it all. True. I end world peace. I'm about to wish for my birthday candles. I'm like, I wish for the end of world peace.
Please.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Thanks for listening, guys.
Wow. Oh, that was a doozy. I'm happy to not be in school anymore.
Same.
But also, it's kind of fun to hear the tea. I love being, not having to deal with the situations and just hearing tea by proxy.
And letting
it's so
it go.
Fun. And then letting it go and walking away and being, you know, all
scared
I had to do
for
was
it.
Hear about it. It was fun. So thanks for writing in, guys. If you ever want to be a part of our story episodes, make sure you're following our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. That's where you can submit stuff. We have like Google Forms where you can super easily submit, or if you ever want to be a part of like our advice columns, ask for advice on stuff, that is where to do it. We also have summer merch out. It's really, really cute. So make sure you go and get that. It'll be linked in the show notes. If you're feeling extra nice, you could leave us a rating and review. We would love and appreciate it so much. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.